Our mutual encouragement is a word fitly spoken.
是一句合一的话。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
请翻开圣经箴言。
25.
箴言第二十五篇，第二十五章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Proverbs 25, verse 11.
箴言二十五章十一节。
Verse 11. Let's read.
箴言二十五章十一节，一句话说的合一，就如金苹果在银网子里。
This verse gives us a very beautiful picture.
这句话描绘了一个很美丽的图画。
Can you imagine if you have an apple?
你可以想象你如果有一颗苹果。
Everybody like apple. Most people like apple.
大部分的人都很喜欢吃苹果。
Apple is very beautiful in color and shape.
因为苹果长得很美丽，而且它的形状也很好看。
But can you imagine if you have a golden apple?
可是你如果想象你有一个金的苹果
，and how much more beautiful that it is.
那这颗苹果是如何更加的美丽
？Now, can you imagine a golden apple is beautiful enough?
那你如果想象说这个金苹果已经够漂亮了
，but if you put it in a silver nest,
可是你如果把它放在一个银网子里
，and then when gold and silver matching each other,
当金色和银色一起配合的时候
，this is a very beautiful and wonderful picture.
那这就变成一个非常更加美丽的一个图画。
What does it refer to?
那这是在指什么呢
？Here the Bible tells us if a word is fitly spoken.
这里圣经上告诉我们说，如果一句话说的合一
，just like a golden apple in the net of silver，
就会像一个金苹果在一个银网子里。
Every day we speak a lot of words.
我们每天说很多话。
Sometimes we even forget what we have spoken.
有的时候我们甚至会忘记自己说了什么话。
But not all the time our words are fitly spoken.
可是并不是我们所说的每一句话都是说的合一的。
Sometimes slipping off the mouth of the tongue, we speak something not appropriate.
有的时候我们会不小心说一些不该说的话。
And then we regret.
然后我们就会后悔。
And when we speak something not appropriate, we cause ourselves trouble.
那当我们说一些不该说的话的时候，我们就会为自己找来一些麻烦。
And even we hurt others.
有的时候甚至会伤害到别人。
Or most of the time, we even ourselves can still remember when other people speak something not very appropriate. How will you feel to you?
那我们每个人都有的时候会记得说，当别人说一些他们不该说的话，对你说的话，那你会怎么感觉如何呢
？So being a Christian, that we have to learn to control our tongue.
所以身为基督徒，我们必须要能够控制自己的舌头。
If you look at the book of Proverbs, a lot of passage was dedicated to helping us.To control our tongue, to speak the things that we need to speak, and don't speak the things that we don't have to speak.
So, if we read the Bible, you will find that there are many words that are teaching us how to control our tongue, to tell us what to say and what not to say.
The Bible indeed tells us.
In the Bible, it tells us.
Tongue is the most difficult to control.
Tongue is the most difficult to
control. And spiritual cultivation, the most difficult part is the tongue.
而我们在灵修方面最难达到的就是如何来控制舌头。
We all like to speak words.
我们都很喜欢说话。
But how do we speak a fitly words?
可是我们要如何说一句合一的话呢
？So that is we have to learn today.
那这就是我们今天所要学习的。
Basically speaking,
那最简单的来说
，a word fitly spoken,
一句合一的话
，that means you speak the right word to the right person in the right place.At the right time.
也就是说你能够讲一句在对人对事在讲一句在正当的时候讲一句最对那个人最适合的话。
So, these four right, you cannot miss in one.
所以这有四个重点你不可以少掉一个。
Right person.
是正确的人。
Right place.
正确的地点。
Right time.
正确的时间。
Right things.
还有正确的事情。
If one of the things is not right, it's not fitly spoken.
如果其中一项不对的话，那这一句话就不是合一的话了。
So what can we learn from the Bible?
所以我们能够从圣经里面学习到什么呢
？Now we have to share a few points.
所以我们就要与大家分享几点。
The first point.
第一点。
What is a fitly spoken word?
什么是一句合一的话呢
？A thanksgiving word is always fitly spoken.
一句感谢的话永远都是一句合一的话。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
请翻开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》
Chapter 5，《
帖撒罗尼迦前书》
Verse 18，《
帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第十八节。
First Thessalonians 5:18，
《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章十八节。
Please read.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，凡事先，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Here the Bible encourages us. What is a fitly spoken word?
这里圣经鼓励我们，告诉我们说什么是一句合一的话。
Is always giving thanks.
是凡事要谢恩。
In all circumstances.
在无论在什么时候。
We all like to hear the word of thanksgiving.
我们都喜欢听感谢的话。
For example, if you help someone.
比如说如果你帮助别人。
And the person who received the help don't even want to say thank you.
那你所帮助这个人却没有，却不愿意来谢谢你的话。
They take it for granted.
他们好像觉得这是理所当然的。
How will you feel?
那你会怎么觉得如何呢？
Of course, you don't feel good because people don't give thanks.
因为当然你就觉得很不舒服，因为那个人不懂得感恩。
Sometimes I hear some elderly people complaining.
有的时候我听到一些年长者跟我抱怨。
Now the young people, they don't know the being courtesy. They are not being polite.
现在的年轻人他们不知道要怎么样能够
没有礼貌啊，
都很没礼貌。
They don't say thank you.
他们不会说谢谢。
Sometimes they treat the young people for a meal. They just eat and go. They don't even say thank you.
有的时候他们请年轻人吃饭，但是他们只是吃一吃就走了，也不会说谢谢。
Family service, when they leave, they never say thank you.
家庭聚会结束的时候，他们就离开了，也不会说谢谢。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because people take things for granted.
因为大家认为说这些都是应该的。
But as a Christian, as a children of God,
可是身为基督徒，我们是神的儿女。
We should not take things for granted.
我们不应该觉得所有事情都是理所当然的。
Everything that we receive, we have to give thanks to God.
我们所领受到的每一样东西都是要感谢神的。
Not only giving thanks to God,
不只是要感谢神，
but also give thanks to the person whom through him that God had given us the blessing.
我们同时要感谢那个神所借由他来给我们这些恩典的人。
If we always complain,
如果我们只是知道抱怨，
our life is not happy.
我们的生活就很不快乐。
If you always complain,
如果我们只是抱怨，
then we cannot receive more blessing from God.
我们就不能从神那里得到更多的祝福。
So we always have to say thanksgiving words.
所以我们要常常能够说感恩的话。
That is always right, always fitting.
因为这些都是永远都是合一的。
There was a mother.
曾经有一个母亲。
She has two sons.
她有两个儿子。
They are working in different professions.
他们在不同的职场工作。
One is to repairing the roof.
其中一个是在帮人家修屋顶。
And the other one was selling umbrella.
另外一个是在卖雨伞。
But that mother is always unhappy.
但是这个母亲都常常是非常不快乐。
Why is she not happy?
为什么她不快乐呢？
Because on a sunny day, she will complain.
因为在当天气很好的时候，她就会抱怨。
What about my son who's selling umbrella? He will have no business.
我那个卖伞的儿子，他就没有生意了。
And then when the rainy day, she also complained.
但是下雨天她又开始抱怨。
You know, what about my son who do roofing?
那我那个帮人家修屋顶的儿子就没有办法工作了。
So no matter it's a rainy day or sunny day, she's not happy.
所以不论是大太阳的日子还是下雨天，她都很不高兴。
She cannot give thanks to God for everything.
她没有办法对神来感谢。
But one day, another Christian remind her.
可是有一天有一个基督徒来提醒她。
You should change the way you think.
你必须要改变你的想法。
Why you always worry and complain the things that you don't have?
你为什么一直在烦恼那些你所没有的东西呢？
You should give thanks to the things that you have.
你必须要为那些你拥有的东西来感谢。
And she started to think differently.
所以她就开始改变她自己的想法。
On a sunny day, she thanked God, for the sunny weather, so my elder son can do roofing today.
当天气很好的时候，他就开始感谢神，说今天我修理屋顶的儿子可以有很多工作。
On a rainy day, she thanked God because the son was selling umbrella. We have good business.
那下雨天的时候，他就会想到说，今天要感谢神，因为我那个卖伞的儿子，他今天可以卖很多伞。
So when you say good things, when you say thanksgiving things, always fitting in whatever circumstances.
所以当你讲好的事情、好的话的时候，当你讲感谢的话的时候，都是不论在什么时候都是非常合宜的。
It was one time there was a Christian.
曾经有一个基督徒。
After he went to church.
在他去过教会之后。
Coming home.
他回家。
He found his house was broken into.
他发现他的家遭了小偷。
It was messy.
非常的乱。
And of course, he has lost some valuable.
那当然他丢了很多东西。
But when he go home and see all this mess, what did he say the first things?
可是当他回到家看到这家里一团乱的时候，他说什么呢？
哇 thank God.
他说感谢神。
And people ask him,
那有人就问他
After coming from church, you find your house being broken into, why you still thank God?
你去过教会回到家发现你自己家里遭了小偷那你为什么还感谢神呢
Why don't you complain to God? God didn't protect you even you go to church.
为什么你没有对神抱怨说 你去教会了可是神却没有保护你呢
He said, no, you don't know the truth.
他说你并不了解
We should thank God.
我们必须要感谢神
Why we should thank God?
我们为什么要感谢神
First,
第一个
When the burglar came into my house, I was not at home.
当这个小偷来到我家的时候我不在家
So I was not scared, he was not scared. There was no fighting or killing.
所以我不害怕他也不害怕所以就没有人打架也没有人杀人
So should thank God, right?
所以这样不是应该感谢吗
Secondly,
第二点
The burglar, the thief, only steal part of my property,
那、这个、
part of my possession.
这个小偷他只偷了我的一些东西。
He did not steal everything.
他并没有把所有的东西都拿走。
So the majority of the thing is still here. It's too heavy to lift, right?
那大部分的东西都还在，所以我还是可以生活。
Oh, so I still have to thank God.
所以我还是要感谢神。
And then the people ask him, "Do you have more reason to thank God?"
那别人就问他说，你还有没有其他的原因可以感谢神
？Oh yes, one more reason to thank God.
他说，当然还有一点。
Why?
为什么
？Because he is the thief. I am not the thief.
他是小偷，而我不是小偷。
Wow, you know, I'm a good home, I'm a good family.
我有一个很好的家，我有一个很好的家庭。
The thief, he forced to steal, maybe he has a very troubled past and also difficult situation.
那这个小偷或许他生活得很困苦，他过去可能生活很贫穷。
Oh, so I thank God that I have everything that I need.
所以我感谢神，我拥有所有我需要的东西。
So a thanksgiving word is always fitting, no matter where you are or who you're speaking to.
所以不论你在哪里，而你的对象是什么，你所说的话，只要是感谢的话，都是一句合宜的话。
The Bible did not tell us to give thanks in good situation.
圣经并没有告诉我们说，只有在好的时候才需要感谢。
But the Bible tells us in all circumstances.
圣经说要在无论在何时。
Not only giving thanks when God gives you a new job.
并不是只有在神给你一个新的工作的时候
Even you lose a job, you should thank God.
当你失去你的工作你还是要感谢神
Why?
为什么呢
Because God may prepare a new job for you.
因为神或许会帮你准备一个新的工作
You are not only thank God when you're healthy.
你不只是在健康的时候来感谢神
When you're sick, you should thank God.
当你生病的时候你也要感谢
Because when you're sick, you should slow down and think about what things God wants you to learn.
因为当你生病的时候你就可以慢下脚步来想一想神要你做什么
So think about what we speak the most every day
所以要想想我们每天所说的话
Say thank you to your husband
你要
Sister
姐妹们要感谢你的丈夫
Don't just complain Oh you're not smart enough You're not earning enough money You cannot compare to other people Right? Don't say that
不要只是抱怨说你并没有非常的聪明你并没有赚很多钱像别人一样
Give thanks to God and give thanks to your husband
感谢神，感谢你的丈夫。
Encourage him.
要鼓励他。
And brother, give thanks to your wife.
弟兄们要感谢你的妻子。
Thanks everything that they've done for you, for the family.
感谢他们为你的家庭所做的一切。
You try this.
你试试看。
Your family will be different in 5 days.
那你的家庭在五天之内就会改变。
Try this. Your marriage will be better.
你如果试试看的话，你的婚姻就会改变。
Children, remember, now you just say thank you more often to your mom and dad.
小朋友们，你们要对你的父母更加的感谢。
Nowadays, children seldom say thank you to parents.
在现在的时代，小孩子很少对父母感谢。
The children in a so blessed environment.
这些小孩子在一个非常好的环境长大。
Sometimes there are a lot of complaints.
他们常常有很多抱怨。
I want an iPad. Why don't you buy me an iPad?
我想要买一个 iPad， 为什么你没有买给我
？I want a Nike shoes. Why don't you give me？
为什么我想要一双好的球鞋？为什么你不买给我呢
？Nobody owe you anything, children. Remember，
小朋友，你们要记得，没有人欠你们。
And don't talk very rudely to your parents.
不可以以非常凶的方法来对跟你父母讲话。
Your parents didn't owe you anything.
因为你的父母并不欠你。
Your parents already love you a lot.
你的父母已经很爱你了。
So when a parent cooks something to you.
所以当你的父母给你什么的时候
Children remember, don't complain, okay?
不要抱怨
And also the husband too, don't complain your wife cooking, no good
那弟兄们也不要抱怨你的太太所煮的东西
If you complain, you cook
你如果要抱怨的话那你就自己煮
Maybe you can cook better
或许你可以煮得更好吃
Just eat, just thank you
只要感谢只要吃就好了
Especially children, they thank you to your mom every day
特别是小孩子你们要感谢你的母亲
Because nowadays in the whole world, many people don't have food.
因为在这个世界上有很多人没有饭吃。
You're eating good food already.
你已经吃很好的东西。
Don't shout to your mom.
不可以对你的母亲大声说话。
Every day for everything, say thank you, mommy, daddy.
每天为所有的事情来感谢爸爸妈妈。
And as an adult, for everything God has given us, we should say thank you to God.
那身为一个成人，我们对神所给我们的所有的东西，我们都要感谢神。
So that is a fitly word spoken.
这就是一句合一的话。
Secondly,
第二点
，a fitly spoken word is a comforting and encouraging word.
一句合一的话是能够安慰人，能够鼓励人的话。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
请翻开箴言。
Chapter 12.
箴言第十二章。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25.
箴言十二章二十五节，人心忧虑，屈而不伸，一句良言，使心欢乐。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25 tells us, when a heart is very depressed, very sad.Nothing else can help him except one word which can encourage him.
这里箴言告诉我们说，当一个人的心里非常的难过，非常的忧伤的时候，什么事情都不能做，只要但是有一句良言的话就能够使他的心欢乐。
When we are sick, we need physical medicine.
当我们生病的时候，我们需要吃药。
But sometimes our heart is sick.
可是有的时候我们的心灵生病了。
Especially sometimes when we think things, sometimes we cannot.Come out of the box.
那特别是有的时候我们在想事情的时候，我们就变得很钻牛角尖。
If you study computer programming, you know all the computer language. Sometimes it's go round and round the logic, right?
那有的时候你如果能学过写电脑程式的话，你就知道说你必须要很有逻辑的来把这些写出来。
The logic is wrong.
但是有的时候那个逻辑是错的。
And the loop is keep coming, going, going, repeating the same thing.
那这个电脑就会。不同的执行同样的事情
and go round and round and round the computer is stuck
那在他一直执行同样的指令的时候他最后就会没有办法出来
you have an error message
那你就会有一个错误的信息
sometimes our thinking is just like this
有的时候我们的想法也是这样
sometimes we are sad
有的时候我们很忧伤
sometimes we are discouraged
我们很无助
why?
为什么
because when we think we did not come out we just keep going round and round and round we are thinking in our own trouble we cannot come out
因为我们想事情的时候，我们就一直想同样的事情，而且重复的想这些事情，我们自己走不出来。
We did not see the light. We did not see the answer.
我们看不到那道光，我们看不到这个答案。
So when you see the food, you have no appetite.
所以当你看到食物的时候，你没有胃口。
Because your heart is stuck.
因为你的心里非常的
油闷。And you see the bed, you cannot fall asleep.
当你看到你的床，可是你没有办法睡觉。
But who can help him?
可是谁能够帮助这个人呢
？One word.Of building up of good words can encourage and lighten the mind.
一句良言可以使这个心欢乐。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
请翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
以弗所书第四章二十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
以弗所书四章二十九节，污秽的言语一句不可出口。只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Here the Bible tells us that we should shun all the filthy words in our life.
这里圣经上告诉我们说，我们每天都要拒绝说出这些污秽的言语。
But we should always speak something positive and building up.
而我们要不停地说造就人的好话。
This means anytime, all the time, as much as possible.
就是不论在什么时候，随时都要说的。
What is the edifying word?
什么是造就人的话
？Edify just means building up.
造就人的话是能够让人健壮的话。
There are two kinds of words.
就是两种。
One thing is when you speak, you destroy things.
有两种话。第一种话是当你说的时候会破坏东西。
When you speak it, if it's unedifying, you destroy people's faith.
当你说了一些没有办法造就人的话，你就会破坏那个人的信心。
You make the person become frightened or losing hope or distress.
你会让别人能够变成非常的害怕或者是没有希望。
You see some in the construction site, sometimes the monster truck or when they do demolition, right? Wow, the truck come in, roar, and then destroy the old building quick, fast.
我们或许曾经看到在工地里面当他们要把东西拆掉的时候那个大卡车会过来很快速的就把东西拆光
To destroy only take one day or two days
要来拆毁只需要花一天两天的时间
Or if you explosive maybe one minute you destroy the whole building
或者是你如果用炸药的话可能一分钟就炸光了
But if you build up it take months and years
可是当你要盖的时候，要花很多的时间。
So when we speak, we must always speak some positive and building up constructive words.
所以当我们说话的时候，我们必须要说一些造就人的好话。
And then so the person can be encouraged.
这样子听的人就能够得到造就。
And his faith can build up.
那他的信心就能够成长。
Look at what Lord Jesus Christ always said.
我们来看看主耶稣所说的。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
请翻开约翰福音第二十章。
John chapter 20 verse 19.
约翰福音二十章十九节。
John 20 verse 19.
约翰福音二十章十九节。十九节，那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
When Jesus appeared to the disciples, they were very frightened. They were very afraid.
当耶稣向门徒显现的时候，他们非常的害怕。
Their faith was in a very low point.
他们的信心到达了谷底。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ they look up to has been crucified.
因为他们所追寻的主耶稣已经钉十字架了。
And then there are a lot of Jews outside trying to pursue every Christian and put them to jails or even harm them.
那在外面有很多犹太人，他们想要把这些基督徒都抓起来，要来伤害他们。
So they have no courage to step out the door.To show their faith.
所以他们没有勇气能够站出来，来让大家看到他们。
But when Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them,
可是当主耶稣向他们显现的时候
，to a group of frightened, timid Christian,
对这一群非常害怕的基督徒
，Jesus could have scolded them, tell them off, saying that, "Hey, come on, I trained you for 3 years. What do you show me now?"
那主耶稣很能够。或许他能够很简单的就来责骂他们说你们已经跟了我三年为什么你们还是这样
Don't you have faith?
你们难道没有信心吗
Are you disappointed me?
你们让我很失望
Jesus didn't say none of those
耶稣并没有说这些话
Jesus, what did he say?
耶稣说什么呢
The first word when Jesus came among in the midst
耶稣到了他们中间所说的第一句话
May peace be with you
他说愿你们平安
Wow, that is very comforting
这是非常安慰人的话。
And then when Jesus said, "May peace be with you,"
耶稣说愿你们平安。
And suddenly, the heart of a frightened spirit has been calm.
那在那个时候，这些很惧怕、很害怕的心灵就能够得到安慰。
They have seen the Lord who is with them and now coming back.
他们看到他们所跟随的主回到他们中间。
And then Jesus continued to encourage them.
然后耶稣就继续来鼓励他们。
Jesus did not rebuke them.
耶稣并没有责骂他们。
But promised them the Holy Spirit will help them.
但是他应许他们会得到圣灵来帮助他们。
Even Thomas didn't believe.
就连多马他都不相信。
But Jesus did not rebuke them either.
但是他
rebuke him either.
但是耶稣并没有责骂多马。
Jesus encouraged him.
耶稣安慰他。
Do not doubt.
他鼓励他说不要怀疑。
Just believe.
只要相信。
Now, brother and sister, can we always say these positive and encouraging words to others?
弟兄姐妹，我们能够常常说这些对别人说这些安慰鼓励的话吗
？There was one time two sisters were having a discussion.
那有一次有两位姐妹在一起在聊天。
They were both mothers and parents.
她们两个都是母亲。
There was one sister talking to another sister saying.
那其中一个姐妹对另外一个姐妹说
：“You know what? My child is not very smart type. It's not the smart and outstanding type.”
我的小孩子他并不是非常的聪明或者是非常突出的
I'm quite worried about his future
那我对他的未来感到非常的担心
Because he didn't do too well in school
因为他在学校书念得不好
He's not very outstanding
那他也没有非常的突出
Even though I try to push him but it's just like that
虽然说我想办法要鼓励他但是他还是这个样子
He's always not up to my standard
他就是永远都没有办法达到我的标准。
Now in this world so competitive.
可是这个世界是现在的世界是竞争那么多。
So how can he survive in the future?
那他以后怎么能够生存呢
？But the other sister replied her.
可是另外一个姐妹对她说
，His old sister, don't worry.
她跟她讲说，亲爱的姐妹，你不要担心。
When I think about myself.
当我想想我自己
，In the past, I was not very smart too.
在过去我并不聪明。
Even though I try, I'm not the outstanding one.
虽然说我很努力，可是我却没有办法成功。
But I find out that God has guided my life.
可是我发现神一直在带领我的。
Now I have a job.
我的生活，现在我有工作。
Now I have a family.
我有一个家庭。
Now I have also my kids.
那我还有孩子。
So this gives me a conclusion.
那这就告诉我一个结论。
If you are in the grace of God.
如果你活在神的慈爱里，
God will guide your life.
神就会带领你的生活。
In terms of children, everyone have different gifts.
那至于小孩子，每个人都有不同的
天分。
天分。
One is good at studying, but the other one is not.
可能有一个很会念书，但是另外一个不会。
But God gave them different gifts.
但是神给他们不同的天赋。
The most important thing is you build up the faith.
最重要的是你要能够带领他们的信仰。
God will guide their life.
那样子神就会带领他们的一生。
The previous sister heard about this encouragement.
那当那个第一个姐妹她听到这些话的时候，
Her heart was enlightened and feel good, feel peaceful.
那她的心就平静下来而比较快乐。
It's true, we need to encourage each other in the word.
真的，我们需要在言语上来鼓励彼此。
We used to use the value that the word of God has given us.
我们必须要以神给我们的价值观来看世界。
Thirdly,
第三点，
What is the word fitly spoken?
还有什么是一句合一的话呢？
Is the true word, is the speaking the truth.
是要能够说真理。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
请翻开以弗所书第四章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
以弗所书第四章十五节。十五节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Here Paul encourages we should speak the truth in love.
这里保罗鼓励我们说要用爱心说诚实话。
Many brothers and sisters, when they read this, wow, they say, this is a very good verse. Now, I just speak the truth to you, and you must accept it.
那有些弟兄姐妹他们读到这一句经节的时候，他说这一句话很好，所以我现在跟你说话，那你要完全的接受。
For example, when I see you, hey, your clothing is outdated, so old-fashioned, why do you wear? Change it.
所以我譬如说我跟你说说你穿的衣服已经很老旧，已经跟不上潮流了，所以你必须要换衣服。
And then you say, wow, I speak the truth, right? I love you, I speak the truth, you may accept it.
那你或许觉得说我是用爱心说诚实话，所以你就要接受。
I don't like your hairstyle, change it.
我不喜欢你的发型，所以你要改。
No, the Bible is not talking about this.
圣经不是在讲这些。
You don't use this as an excuse to say something to hurt people.
你不用我们不可以用这句话来成为你能够你伤害别人的借口。
What is the Bible talking about?
圣经在说什么呢？
If you look at verse 14,
如果看第十四节，
Paul encouraged the church.
保罗在鼓励教会。
No, when we grow up spiritually,
当我们在属灵上成长的时候，
We are no more kids, we are no more children.
我们不再是小孩子。
We will not be moved and swayed by all kinds of heresies and false teachings and deceit.
我们不可以再中了别人的诡计，在或欺骗的法术，或者是被异教的风摇动。
That means when you grow up spiritually, you must know the truth and stand firm for the truth.
所以也就是说，如果在你在灵性上长大成人的时候，你就必须要能够为真理站住。
And sometimes you have to speak the truth.
那你必须要说诚实话。
When you see people are not doing the truth,
当你看到有人没有照着真理在做的时候，
and then if you love the person.
而你如果爱他的话，
you have to tell him in love that you make a mistake and you have to change.
你必须要用爱心来告诉他说你做错了，你需要改变。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
请翻开箴言第十七章。
Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Proverbs 17 verse 10.
箴言十七章第十节。一句责备的话深入聪明人的心，强如责打愚昧人一百下。
Proverbs 17 verse 10 tells us a rebuking word is very important.
在箴言十七章第十节告诉我们说，一句责备的话是非常重要的。
Also turn to 27 verse 5. Proverbs 27 verse 5.
请看箴言二十七章第五节。
Proverbs 27 verse 5.
箴言二十七章第五节，当面的责备强如背地的爱情。
This is a very good saying.
这是一句很好的话。
Love is good.
爱情是很好的。
Especially when you separate in two places, you long for each other.
特别是当你们分隔两地的时候，你们就非常想念对方。
This is a very good feeling.
那这是一个很好的感觉。
But Bible tells us something is better and stronger.
可是圣经告诉我们说有比这个更好的。
Open rebuke is better than hidden love.
当面的责备强如背地的爱情。
If you see somebody is not walking in the truth,
如果你看到有人没有走在真理上，
It's not doing the right thing.
他没有在做正确的事情。
And then what is the fit things to do?
那我们所该做的什么呢?
You cannot say, oh, I don't want to offend a person.
你不可以说我不想要来,
得罪他,
得罪他。
I don't want him to feel bad.
我不想要让他, 不舒服。
Oh, okay, I'll let maybe other people will correct him.
那或许其他人会来责备他。
But what did the Bible tell us?
可是圣经告诉我们什么?
You have to do the right thing.
你必须要做该做的。
When you see people is not doing the truth,
当你看到有人没有照着真理来做,
you have to tell them.
你必须要告诉他,
and, but you must tell them in love. But the motive must be in love, not because you want to make him ugly, make him look ugly in front of other people.
但是你的动机必须是要能够是以爱为出发点, 而不是只是要来, 伤害这个人。
Just like Paul, there was one time, he openly correct Peter.
那就像保罗他有一次他在大众面前来, 责备彼得。
Why did he openly correct Peter?
他为什么会在当面责备彼得呢?
Let's turn to Galatians.
请翻开哥罗西书。
Galatians,
加拉太书。
Chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Galatians 2:14.
加拉太书第二章第十四节。 但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：“你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？”
What did Paul see Peter and the other apostles were doing?
保罗看到彼得和其他的, 使徒在做什么呢?
They were eating with Gentiles, brother and sister.
他们在跟,
外邦的,
外邦人一起吃饭,
外邦的信徒,
外邦的信徒一起吃饭。
But when the Jewish people come in,
可是当犹太人过来的时候,
the Jewish people also are Christian.
那这些犹太人也是基督徒。
But when they came in,
当他们来的时候,
Peter immediately withdrew with the Gentiles believers.
那彼得就马上去, 离开这些, 外邦的信徒。
Because he don't want to put himself into trouble.
因为他不想要让他们, 看到他这样子。
会很麻烦啊。
这样就很麻烦。
Because the Jewish people will rebuke Peter.
因为犹太人就会骂他。
So Peter tried to save himself from trouble and withdraw.
所以彼得为了要避免麻烦, 所以他离开了。
But what did Paul see?
可是保罗看到什么呢?
Paul see this is not right and not according to the gospel.
那保罗看到的是这是错的, 而且不是, 而且, 与福音的真理不合。
What is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
主耶稣的, 真理是什么?
In Christ, you are one family.
主耶稣的福音是在基督里我们是一家人。
You don't separate between Gentiles or Jewish.
我们不可以把自己分成是犹太人或者是外邦人。
There's no clean or unclean anymore.
也没有什么是洁净或不洁净。
We are one family.
因为我们是一家人。
So even withdraw from the Gentile believers, it's not right.
所以当你自己离开这些外邦的, 信徒的话, 这样子就是错的。
So Paul immediately openly tell Peter the truth.
所以保罗马上的告诉彼得真理是什么。
So we have to speak the truth in love.
所以我们必须要以爱心来说诚实话。
This is the fit things to do.
因为这是我们所该做的。
Don't hold back.
不应该要有所保留。
Especially to you, the one you love.
特别是对那些你所爱的人。
Nowadays, I look at parents or grandparents treat their children and grandchildren, I'm really worried.
那现在我常常看到父母亲和, 祖父母亲, 如何对待他们的孩子, 或者是, 孙子的时候, 我非常的, 担心。
In the past, parents are very strict.
在过去, 父母亲通常是非常的严厉。
Especially come from an Asian background, parents are very strict.
特别你如果是从, 亚洲来的话, 那, 父母亲都非常的严厉。
If the child is not behaving, the parent discipline the child.
如果小孩子没有乖乖的做事情的话, 他父母亲就会, 责骂,
not only scolding the child, but sometimes use a stick to teach the child.
不只是责骂, 有的时候是用, 会用打的。
We all brought up this strict discipline.
那我们都是在这样子的环境长大的。
But now we come to the Western.
可是现在我们到了西方社会。
Wow, people say, now you can never beat your child, right?
大家告诉你说你不可以打孩子。
Oh, otherwise, the police will come to arrest you.
不然警察会来抓你。
Now this is a lie.
这些是骗人的。
But if you, of course, if you beat him too much, injuring him, of course, the police will capture you, arrest you.
那当然，如果你打得太厉害, 让他受伤的话, 那警察当然会把你抓走。
But if you hit the hand of your child, do you think the police will arrest you?
但是你如果只是打手心一下的话, 你觉得警察会来抓你吗?
Right, if you smack the butt of the child, will the police arrest you?
那你如果只是打他们的屁股，他警察会来抓你吗？
Of course not.
当然不会。
But now people overdo it. They say, "Oh no, no, you should never touch your child, never hit your child."
可是现在的社会人们常常太过分的来保护了，所以他们说你不可以碰你的孩子。
And now not only not this physically discipline the children.
你不止不能以行动来责备孩子。
But people say that, "Oh, you should not too strict to your child."
甚至会告诉你说你不可以对孩子太严厉。
You cannot scold your child, otherwise they don't feel good. You know, to build up their self-esteem.
你不可以骂他们，不然的话他们就变成没有自信了。
You have to always say good things.
你要常常说好话。
Is it right in the Bible?
但是在圣经里面你看得到这样吗？
No, this is not something the Bible teaches.
这不是圣经告诉我们的。
Bible teaches teach the child when they're young.
圣经告诉我们说你要教导孩子。
Discipline them in the right way.
要教导他们走当行的
道。If you need the stick, then you have to use the stick sometimes.
如果你需要棍子的话，你有的时候你还是需要它。
Also, when a child, the child must remember, I should not talk to my parent in a rude way or an unrespectful way.
小孩子必须要记得，我们绝对不可以对父母说出不尊重的话。
And also, the parent must not allow the child to do something like that.
而父母亲也不可以允许他们的孩子做这样的事情。
Wow, there was one time I hear parents saying.
有一次我听到一个父母说。
Oh, you know the child, sometimes he'll beat me, he'll hit me.
我的孩子有的时候会打我。
And then another grandparent, in another occasion, say the same thing. You know my grandchild, now they, oh, 他打我，哎呀 ，he hit me.
那个我也曾经听过祖父母告诉我说我的孙子会打我。
When he say this, he smile.
当他们这样讲的时候，他们在笑。
I don't know why he's smiling.
我不懂他们为什么会笑。
You think your grandson or your son is very smart so that he can hit you?
你觉得你的孩子、你的孙子非常的聪明，所以他们知道要打你吗
？Or your love is so big you allow him to hit you?
或者是你非常爱他们，你让他们打你吗
？No, you should discipline him.
这样是不对的，你必须要教他们。
When he is young, when he is small, discipline him.
当他们还小的时候，你就要教。
When he's big, you have no chance.
因为当他长大之后，你就没机会了。
Look at now Taiwan, what happened in the past week, right?
你看看在台湾在过去一星期里面发生的事情。
A university student.
一个大学生。
Very smart in brain.
非常的聪明。
Grab a knife.
拿把刀。
In the metro station.
走到地铁里面。
Stabbing people randomly.
在随意的砍人。
Killing four people.
杀了四个人。
Injuring many.
很多人受伤。
Why he did it?
他为什么这样做呢
？Just for fun.
只是觉得好玩。
Just for to do something special.
只是想要做一些特别的事情。
Parent didn't know he has all this in mind.
可是他的父母并不知道他在心里想这些。
He's only playing video games.
因为他只是喜欢玩电动玩具。
In the video game, he kill people.
在电动玩具里面，他一直在杀人。
In the virtual world, he's been killing people all the time.
在虚拟的世界里，他不停的在杀人。
And up to the pond, you know, there's so much hatred.And devil working in his mind, he go to kill people.
那一直到他到达这个的心里充满了这些怨恨的地步的时候，他就走出去杀人。
The parent didn't know what happened to the child.
可是他的父母并不知道他的孩子怎么了。
It's too late to say sorry.
而且现在要道歉已经太晚了。
So when a child was young, we must discipline him.
所以当一个孩子还小的时候，你就必须要教他。
Don't let the child show disrespect to you.
不可以让你的孩子对你有任何的不尊重。
Don't let a child even hit you or say anything bad.
不要让你的孩子打你，或者是对你说出不该说的话。
When they're young, teach them the right way.
当他们还小的时候，教导他们走当行的道。
This is the way you love them.
这是你爱他们的方法。
Don't afraid that they don't feel good when you scold them.
不要害怕说如果你骂他们，他们会觉得不好。
Don't afraid them to cry when you use a stick to hit them.
不要害怕说当你打他们的时候他们会哭。
If you don't teach them when they were young,
如果你在他们还小的时候你不打他们的话
and they grow up, you have no chance.
当他们长大了你就没机会
了。So a fitly word is speak the truth in love.
所以一句合一的话就是能够用爱心来说诚实话。
Speak the truth.
要说诚实话。
The word of God.
是神的话。
Let's turn to one more point.
我们看另外一点。
The fitly word is to preach the gospel and save soul.
一句合一的话是能够传福音来拯救一些灵魂的。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
请翻开《列王记下》第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章。
Let's read 1 to 2 to 3.
第一节到第三节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1.
列王记下第五章第一节到第三节。 亚兰王的 元帅乃曼在他主人面前位尊为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
Verse two.
第二节，先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。
Verse three.
第三节，他对主母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。”
There was one general called Naaman.
曾经有一个元帅叫乃曼。
He was a very mighty warrior.
他是一个大能的勇士。
He's a very successful military man.
因为他是一个非常成功的军人。
But there's something lacking in his life.
可是在他的生命当中，他缺乏了一件事。
What did he lack?
他所缺的是什么呢？
He had leprosy.
他有大麻风。
Nobody can cure him.
没有人可以医治他。
So he suffered.
所以他非常的痛苦。
Now, there was a little girl, young little girl of Israel working in his house.
那在这里有他有在他家里头有一个从以色列国掳来的小女子在他
家。She was a slave.
她是一个奴隶。
She was supposed to hate Naaman.
那她应该是要恨乃曼。
Because Naaman came and destroyed his country and captured his family or maybe captured herself.
因为或许乃曼到了他的国家来破坏了他的国家，然后破坏了他的家庭，把他掳过来。
Little girl say only one word.
可是这个小女子她只说了一句话。
What did she say?
她说什么呢？
She said to her master's wife,
她告诉她主人的妻子
No, I really want, you know, my master to go to Samaria to see the prophet.
我巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知。
If you go, the prophet will heal him of his leprosy.
如果他去了，那先知就一定会治好他的
大麻风。Just one word of this, he didn't say much.
他只有这样说，他并没有说很多。
And then, that changed the life of Naaman.
但是因为他所说的改变了乃曼的生活。
Changed the life of the relationship between Israel and Aaron for a long time.
也改变了以色列人和亚兰的关系。
Because of this little girl one word.
就只是因为这个小女孩的一句话。
Naaman went to Israel.
乃曼去到以色列。
Naaman saw the prophet.
乃曼去见了先知。
Naaman was healed.
而乃曼的大麻风得到医治。
So don't overlook one word of testimony. You can bring people to Christ.
所以我们不可以小看你所说的每一句话，你的传福音的话能够把人带到神面前。
You can make a big impact to people.
因为你可以把人的生活做了很大的改变。
You know, in this world, people need Jesus.
因为在这个世界上，大家都需要耶稣。
Just like people need a good doctor.
就像大家需要一个好的医生。
Sometimes a good doctor, wow.People lining up waiting for hours a month to see him, right?
有的时候，一个很好的医生，他有很多人排队要见他。
People need a good doctor.
因为人们需要一个好的医生。
But Jesus is the best doctor.
可是主耶稣是最好的医生。
Not only heal you physically.
他不只是会把你的肉体医治好。
But also spiritually.
而他同时也会医治你的心灵。
So because of one good word.
所以只是因为一句好话。
She bring people to Christ.
他就能够把人带到神面前。
So anytime be prepared to share the good news.
所以我们无论何时我们都能要准备好来把这个好的消息传给别人。
And bring people to Christ.
把别人带到基督面前。
Now the story goes on.
那当然这个故事继续下去。
Naaman went there.
乃曼到了那里。
But Elisha didn't even want to come out to see him.
可是伊丽莎并不想要出来见他。
You know,Elisha just tell the servant to go to tell him.
以利沙只是派他的仆人出来告诉他。
Let's read verse 9.
请看第九节。
Verse 9, chapter 5, verse 9.
第九节，于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。
Verse 10.
第十节，以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。”
That's the instruction of Elisha the prophet.
这个以利沙先知告诉他这些话。
Elisha didn't even want to come out.
他并没有出来。
Why? Naaman was very angry.
所以乃曼非常的生气。
Verse 11.
第十一节，乃曼却发怒走了，说：“我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。”
Verse 12.
第十二节，大马色的和亚巴拿和法尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤地转身去了。
Naaman became very angry in 1 minute.
所以乃曼在这一分钟里面变成非常的生气。
He was very happy before.
他原本非常的快乐。
He has a hope.
因为他有希望。
He want to be healed.
他 他想要得医治。
He bring a lot of gift with him.
所以他带了很多的礼物。
And physically visit the prophet going to his house, his doorstep.
所以他亲自来到这个先知的家门口。
And then now he want to see the healer.
所以他想要见到这个能够医治他的人。
But Elijah didn't even want to come out.
可是以利沙却不愿意出来。
And tell him to go to the Jordan River.
只是告诉他说去约旦河洗。
Wash seven times.
去洗沐浴七回。
Wow, he's very angry.
所以他很生气。
He want to go home right away.
他想要马上就离开。
I think if you were Naaman, you would do the same thing.
我想如果你们是乃曼的话，你可能也是做同样的事情。
Probably I would do the same thing.
那我大概也会这样做。
Because what's the point?
因为我为什么要这样子呢？
You know, in my country, the river is better.
因为在我的国家里，我们的河水更好。
But what is the main reason of his anger?
可是他所生气的原因是什么呢？
You know, his ego was hurt.
他的自我受到了伤害。
You don't even look at me. You don't even see me.
你甚至不想出来看我。
And another reason is the things, the way suggested is too ridiculous, too easy.
而且他所先知告诉他所做该做的是太荒谬了，太简单了。
Who will go to the same place to wash seven times in one day?
谁会在同一天里面到同一个地方洗七次？
So he just want to go home.
所以他只想回家。
Very normal, right? You and me, we do the same thing. Just go home. Don't waste time.
这是很正常的，因为如果是我还是你的话，我们大概就会做同样的事情，就不需要花时间。
But now, if he go home, his leprosy will continue to be there.
可是他如果回家的话，他的大麻风还会在那里。
But now, there was one servant say one word.
可是在这个时候，他有一个仆人来对他说一句话。
Change his thinking.
来改变他的想法。
What did he say? What did that servant say?
这个仆人说什么呢？
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Please read.
十三节，他的仆人进前来对他说：“我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？”
This servant, even though he is not very famous or highly educated or even not of general, but he says something very wise.
这个仆人虽然说他并没有非常的聪明或者是非常有名，但是他来告诉他的主人一句话，
很有智慧啊，
非常有智慧的一句话。他说什么呢？
If the prophet tell you something difficult, tell you to do a big things, won't you do it?
他说，如果先知吩咐你去做一件很困难的事情，你难道不会做吗？
Now he tell you something very simple, why don't you do it?
可是他现在告诉你，叫你做一件很简单的事情，你却为什么不做呢？
Wow, this is a fitly timely word.
这是一个很得意得时的话。
This means this word changed the thinking of Naaman totally.
因为他所说的这一句话来改变了乃曼的想法。
Yes, why am I so angry?
他想到说为什么我这么生气。
I come here to be healed. No, it's no other purpose.
我来这里是想要得到医治，而不是其他的原因。
If the prophet tell me to do something very difficult, I will do it.
如果先知叫我做一件很困难的事情，我一定会做。
Then something easy, why don't I do it?
那这么简单的事情，为什么我不做呢？
So immediately go to wash seven times.
所以他马上就去沐浴七回。
And then afterwards, he was totally healed.
在这之后，他就完全的洁净。
So what is the timely fitting words?
所以什么是一句得意和得时的话呢？
Sometimes people are angry.
有的时候一个人很生气。
Because when they think, they go in on their own loop, they never come out of the box.
因为当他们想的时候，他们就一直钻牛角尖的想一件事情。
And then they have their own emotion.
他们有自己的感情。
When you have emotion, you don't think clearly.
当你加入感情的时候，你就没有办法很清楚的想事情。
But a fitting word will change the way people think.
但是一句合宜的话就能够改变一个人的想法。
Let him totally trust in God.
让他完全的相信神。
You just follow God's way.
他只是跟随神的脚步。
Don't think too much.
不要想太多。
If you think too much, you will not do it.
因为你如果想太多的话，你就不会做了。
If God tells you to do it, you just do it.
如果神叫你做，你就做。
Some people have the same question.
有的时候有人有同样的问题。
Even in our church, people have this question.
在教会里面也有这个问题。
People say, "No, are we the true church?"
有些人会说，我们是真教会吗？
Why do we say we are the true church?
我们为什么说我们是真教会？
Why we have to do all this to be saved?
为什么要做这么多事情来才能够得救呢？
You need to get baptized.
你需要受洗。
Pray for Holy Spirit.
要求圣灵。
No. Why God want us to all do this to be saved?
为什么神要我们做这么多事情才能够得救呢？
If God is so loving, why can't he just save everybody?
如果神真的很爱我们的话，他为什么不能爱所有的人呢？
You think like this, of course you cannot come out.
那你如果这样想的话，你当然走不出来。
But you change the way of thinking.
可是你如果改变想法的话，
God is so loving.
神非常爱我们。
He wants to save you.
他想要救你。
You don't have to do something difficult.
你不需要做什么很困难的事情。
You just believe in him.
你只要相信他。
Get baptized.
只要受洗。
And then he'll give you the Holy Spirit.
然后他就会赐给你圣灵。
This is so easy.
就很简单啊。
Just like you go to the Jordan River for 7 times.
就像你去约旦河洗七次一样。
Is it difficult?
这样很困难吗？
No, not at all.
并没有。
Then why don't you do it?
那你为什么不做呢？
Why don't you talk too much and think too much?
为什么你只是说那么多而不做呢？
Oh, you know, just the way of thinking.
这只是我们的想法。
So a timely or a fitly word.
所以一句合宜的得时的话
will change the way you think,
能够改变你所想的
so that you totally trust in the Lord,
所以你就能够完全的来相信他
and then you receive blessing,
然后你就会得到他的所要给你的祝福
so brother and sister, we say a lot of words every day,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹我们每天讲很多话
do you speak a fitly word?
你会说合宜的话吗
will you say thanksgiving words?
你会说感谢的话吗
Will you say encouraging and counseling words?
你会说安慰人鼓励人的话吗
Do you have the courage to say the truth, to speak the truth?
你有没有勇气能够说诚实话呢
And do you say the word to preach the gospel, introduce people to Jesus?
你会说能够带领人来信主耶稣的话吗
And to help people coming out of the box and then totally trust the Lord.
来能够帮助别人走出他们的问题，让他能够完全来相信神吗？
Let's all sing hymn.
请唱诗。